As the New York Times noted last week, old Joe admitted to his allies that he knew he had only days left to salvage his candidacy after that debate. And this was before the intervention, the big sit-down with George Stephanopoulos, which was supposed to reassure the Democrats that everything was just fine. And that was just a big fluke because of his jet lag and his cold. But he forgot that the debate even happened.
Did you ever watch the debate afterwards?
I don't think I did, no.
So now it looks like they're going to try to push him out. But they are also realizing that all roads lead to ruin. Because they keep him in, it's going to be a disaster. They swap him out for Kamala Harris, it's going to be a disaster. They swap both of them out, try to bring in Gavin Newsom or who knows who, it's going to be a disaster. This is the new cover of The Economist magazine showing a walker with the presidential seal attached saying no way to run a country. And I mean, just a few weeks ago, this would have been a meme, but now this is a cover of a major magazine. Now there are a growing number of Democrats and not just political pundits, but numerous Democrat members of Congress calling for old Joe to step down. Equally devastating, our major Democrat donors are saying that they're not going to donate anymore to his campaign until he steps down. The New York Times reports major Democrat donors devise plans to pressure Biden to step aside. The Washington Post wrote a withdrawal speech for him, posting this bizarre article. What if Joe Biden spoke these words? And then they literally wrote an entire column imagining what his withdrawal speech would be. To be clear, they didn't write things that he would or will say. They wrote it in the first person as if it was his speech. Blah, blah, blah. Our country is fantastic, or so it used to be. And then they get to the point here. Over the past few days, I have been reflecting on all this. My season of service is nearing its close. This is a hard truth to face, but it is the natural course of things. As evident as for the progression from spring to summer, from fall to winter, this is why I have decided to withdraw from the campaign for president of the United States. The George Snuffleupagus interview from Friday may have very well sealed his fate. There's probably no coming back from this, and we may be hearing a major announcement in the next few days.
Would you be willing to undergo an independent medical evaluation that included neurological and cognitive tests and release the results to the American people?
Look, I have a cognitive test every single day. Every day I have that test.
And every day you fail. He was asked the same question back in 2020, although he was quite a bit more defensive, if you recall.
Please clarify specifically, have you taken a cognitive
test? No, I haven't taken a test. Why the hell would I take a test? Come on, man. That's like saying you, before you got in this program, if you take a test where you're taking cocaine or not, what do you think, huh? Are you a junkie?
What do you say to President Trump?
Well, sir, maybe one of the reasons you should take that test is because you recently identified yourself as a black woman.
By the way, I'm proud to be, as I said, the first vice president, first black woman, mm-hmm. served with a black president. Mm-hmm. I'm proud of them. All the first black woman in the Supreme Court. There's just so much that we can do because together we, there's nothing. Look, this is the United States of America.
He can't even finish a single sentence at this point, and he's gotten so bad that even the comedians feel bad about making jokes about it. Here's Jamie Kennedy.
We saw a debate last night, which I feel very bad for Biden. Why? Did you actually ask why? Ma'am, do you have all your cognitive abilities?
But we shouldn't get our hopes up too high because most Democrats will vote for a ham sandwich if it identifies as a Democrat. And this may actually come down to the delegates at the convention who may ultimately decide who the party's nominee even is.
Y'all just tell me who the nominee is going to be. Let me know when you guys are finished fighting amongst yourselves who I got to vote for in November to keep Hitler out the White House. That's all I want to know. Who I got to vote for to keep Hitler out the White House. Y'all do your thing. play in traffic all you want in front of these Republicans, acting a fool in front of these people instead of privately declaring your stuff. But don't text me no more, because I'm not taking no more of these texts. Just let me know when you guys are finished figuring it out, Democrats, because I know y'all the freak out people. Go ahead and freak out, have your conversation, and then let me know who I got to vote for to keep Hitler out the White House. That's it. I'm done.
And it seems they may be leaning towards Kamala Harris in hopes of avoiding being called the most devastating name in the English language to a Democrat, a racist.
The president, and I know you will remember this, back in 2020, referred to himself as a transition candidate. He also said back then that he would be a bridge to the next generation of Democratic leaders. Does he still believe that?
Yes, I mean, I think his statement stands. I mean, one of the reasons why he picked the vice president, President Kamala Harris, is because she is indeed the future of the party. And he's very proud to have partnered with her and continue to partner with her in delivering an unprecedented record for the American people.
Which is why they have kept her completely under wraps, because every time she comes in front of a camera, just like old Joe, she makes a complete fool of herself.
Which brings me to May 30th, 2020. Bob and Doug returned to the Kennedy Space Center. They suited up, they waved to their families, and they rode an elevator up nearly 20 stories. They strapped in to their seats and waited as the tanks beneath them filled with tens of thousands of gallons of fuel. And then they launched. Yeah, they did.
It's going to be sad if we lose old Joe as the Democrat Party nominee, especially if he drops out or is forced to step down before the next presidential debate against Donald Trump. But if that happens, I can't think of a more unlikable, unqualified, and annoying person than Kamala Harris to take his place.
I love Venn diagrams. I really do. I love Venn diagrams. It's just something about those three circles and the analysis about where there is the intersection, right? Yeah, I see people that you agree with me, right? So, okay, so I asked my team. I brought props.
But brace yourself, because there's even more cringe to come. This is an actual campaign ad that they put together and aired on BET, Black Entertainment Television, during the BET Awards.
Oh, hello, Madam Vice President.
I thought maybe you blocked my number. I mean, you can call Queen Latifah when she hosting her show. You didn't call me. I had to call you. Is it because I don't have Queen in front of my name?
No, Taraji. Now, you know I wouldn't do that, especially not to a fellow bison. The real H-U? You know. So what's on your mind?
Oh, Madam VP Harris, I'm worried about the election. Women's reproductive rights are on the line. Our Supreme Court is on the line. Our basic freedoms are being tested, Madam VP. I know you've been traveling across the country. What are you hearing?
Yeah, girl, I'm out here in these streets. And let me tell you, you're right, Taraji. There is so much at stake in this moment.
There sure is. But you know what? Maybe Camelface deserves the nomination instead of Gavin Newsom, because she's been very loyal to old Joe. Not anybody could stand in front of the American people and make such bold-faced lies like this. This was her after the special counsel report came out, announcing they were not going to indict old Joe for stealing classified documents because he's a feeble old man with a poor memory.
So the way that the president's demeanor in that report was characterized could not be more wrong on the facts and clearly politically motivated. Gratuitous.
They're already upset that the New York Post admitted the obvious by saying that America may soon be subjected to the country's first DEI president, Kamala Harris, causing Gavin Newsom to respond that, number one, Joe Biden is our next president, and number two, this is straight up racist. So buckle up, because we're in for a wild ride. And be sure to order your Teflon Don 2024 shirt from my online store, markdice.com, or the MAGA Mafia shirt, an Appeal to Heaven shirt, a Trump Total Eclipse 2024 shirt, or any of my awesome designs, now most available in a tank top as well. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.